Greetings and welcome. Welcome to Winnipeg's vigil in support of the war resistors. And, of course, the war resistors are people who served in the military only to discover that the U.S. military was violating international law and participating in scandalous human rights abuses against the Iraqi people. Many of them joined the military with the understanding that they would not be sent to Iraq, only to discover that their recruiters lied to them. Since the initial invasion of 2003, over 1 million Iraqi men, women, and children are estimated to have been killed as a direct result of this violent conflict. We have all heard about the infamous Abu Ghraib prison, where detainees were tortured and humiliated by their American captors. But how many people know that massive amounts of firepower have been launched at unarmed civilians who drove too close to U.S. vehicles or too far past the line where they were supposed to stop? How many know that Iraqis are routinely beaten by U.S. soldiers, or that soldiers will plant explosives on Iraqi homes to blow out an entrance, then ransack the place looking for weapons or terrorists? Assaulting women, terrorizing children, desecrating the bodies of dead Iraqis, and other unspeakable acts. Americans who have served in Iraq are understandably horrified by what they've seen and, in some cases, experienced. Men like Corey Glass, Joshua T., and Robin Long have decided that they could not, in conscience, participate in this abominable endeavor, and so made the conscientious decision to leave the military and come to Canada in the hope that they could avoid having to choose between service in Iraq and jail for desertion. Since 2004, over 50 and as many as 500 U.S. war resistors have come to Canada in search of sanctuary. On June 3rd, the House of Commons adopted a motion stating that the Government of Canada should create a program that would allow these war resistors to apply for permanent residency. Permanent resident status, and that any deportation proceedings against them should cease immediately. Yet the Harper government has so far refused to implement this motion. One resistor, former National Guard Sergeant Corey Glass, in whose honor this vigil was originally organized, faced deportation this very day. Fortunately, some recent court orders have determined that this and other war resistors' refugee cases must be reconsidered in light of the systemic nature of war and war crimes in Iraq. The War Resistors Support Campaign, headquartered out of Toronto, has come to the aid of these people. They've worked hard to raise awareness about the war resistors' issue, lobby legislators, and provide advocacy, material, and other support for these conscientious objectors. In spite of the recent court ruling and the welcome stay of execution granted to Corey and other war resistors, the War Resisters Support Campaign is encouraging Canadians to lobby conservative politicians, especially Citizenship and Immigration Minister Dianne Finley, to change their position and do as they promised to do in the last election and respect the will of Parliament by implementing a program that will provide refuge for our morally guided American friends.